To politics now. In the end, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, once thought to be the darling shoe-in candidate of the Tea Party, maybe just lost his way. Between Donald Trump's noise, the polling noise this early in the campaign, and the huge size of the GOP field, Walker just couldn't make a headline. His campaign, he announced yesterday, is over. But not so for Dr. Headline himself, Ben Carson, who hit a nerve, he's good at that, right? He's a neurosurgeon, on Meet the Press over the weekend that being a Muslim should probably make you ineligible to be president.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
Muslims should be eligible to serve in Congress, he said, just not in the White House. Has Carson even read the Constitution? Well, joining us is Rhonda Fahmy. She's worked as an organizer in the Muslim community for George W. Bush. She served as Associate Deputy Secretary of Energy in the Bush administration and is now a consultant in Washington. Rhonda, I guess that would rule out your dad as president, right?
That's correct. I think Ben Carson needs to read the Constitution. And also, I think it would behoove him probably to read all three holy religious books and their association or not association with our political system here in the United States.
You know, is it possible that Carson is just getting at something that everyone sort of understands in the GOP, that, you know, Muslims are not people we trust, that there's a kind of a Islamophobia within the party?
I don't think it's within the party. I think you have to be very careful when you coat the party with this. Of course, there are people like Lindsey Graham and Chris Christie and others who not only have rebuked these comments, but have, you know, in the case of Chris Christie, has appointed Muslim Americans, loyal Muslim Americans within his administration. And so there's no question there's an Islamophobia or a fear of what Americans may not know, but I don't believe that it's the majority of Americans. And I think a lot of education would go a long way. There is absolutely no question that 9/11 had a huge impact on this country. But may I bring the words up of my old boss, President George Bush, and saying Islam is a religion of peace. It is one of the great three monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
The thing that troubled me about Carson was that he wasn't really talking about terrorism here. He seemed to suggest that to be a Muslim was inconsistent with his idea of American values. Do you have any idea what he's talking about there?
I don't. And I would highly recommend him, again, if he really wants to understand the religion itself, to please study the Quran. I mean, Thomas Jefferson has a Quran, which is in the Library of Congress, and which Keith Ellison, representative from Minnesota, was sworn in on Thomas Jefferson's Quran. So I don't know what he's talking about with respect to the tenets of the religion. I would certainly say to your viewers and Dr. Carson that let's look at somebody who's of the Christian faith or a follower of the Ten Commandments, thou shall not kill. And yet there are several states led by governors around the United States which advocate the death penalty. How is it that we, you know, decide to bring those two ideals together? Look at this, the Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, Dr. Carson, please study the Constitution, that religion should not be a test for holding public office. This country was founded on freedom of religions. And so I don't know what he's getting at, but certainly I'm glad that many members in the Republican Party have rebuked his comments.
So we should have ignored this?
I don't think we should ignore it. I think it's a good idea to highlight it and highlight it in a negative sort of way, that there is a problem here with Dr. Carson's understanding of not only the U.S. Constitution, but also of one of the great monotheistic faiths in the world. And so to call him out on it is absolutely the right thing to do. But I wouldn't give it any more credence, and somehow he's rising in the polls because of this statement.
Rhonda Fahmy is a Republican who grew up in a Muslim household. She says she served as Associate Deputy Secretary of Energy in the Bush administration and is now a consultant in Washington. Rhonda, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.